You're listening to Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care, a podcast with news, insights, and stories about how and where people are meeting the challenges of aging in America. Now for your host, Bluebird Home Care Chairman and CEO, Stuart Brunson.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care. I'm Stuart Brunson. I'm your host again today. And I'm super excited. We've got a special guest who I know personally and have a lot of respect for. Her name is Jennifer Adams. She also happens to be the regional director for Bluebird Home Care in the St. Louis, Missouri area. Jennifer, welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Jennifer and I, mainly Jennifer, I'm going to talk about really just sort of the basics of home care as it relates to dealing with a loved one who has dementia. And we're going to dive into that topic here in just a minute. But first, for those of you who don't have the benefit of knowing Jennifer like I do, I'm going to ask her to spend a minute or two and tell us something about herself and her background and what has drawn her into this home care arena.
Okay, so I've been a nurse for 25 years. I'm a licensed practical nurse, and I started out doing med-surg and orthopedics, and actually ended up at Barnes Jewish Hospital working in the cardiac cath lab. And then I decided I needed to get out on the sales side of things, and that really excited me. So I started selling surgical instruments and wound care supplies, and then that's when I found Bluebird. And what excited me about joining Bluebird was that I get that direct patient contact again, get to bring my nursing back into that. And I get to wear many hats as a regional director, so I get to meet those clients and the families and talk about what we can do for them. So that excited me.
Well, I've got to tell you, we are thrilled that you're part of the team, and I'm thrilled that we get to work together. Let's turn to our discussion topic at hand, which is really this. Jennifer, you have a lot of experience in this arena. Pretend that I am a son or a daughter, and I have a parent that has dementia, and we think home care is an option. What is it that home care could do for us generally, and you know, what are some experiences that you've had or situations you've seen where that's the right answer for families? I know that's a broad question, but let's talk about dementia and how home care can assist families dealing with that condition with a loved one.
Sure. When you have a client with dementia, keeping in their home setting, the place that they know, they've been there for many years, not having that change is very helpful in keeping everything consistent because they'll have a routine. Clients with dementia need that routine. They also need sometimes redirection, and to get them redirected to something in their home, something they love to do, listen to their favorite music, or take a walk in their neighborhood when it's a nice day. Those are all things that are very comfortable to them and can make that disease process, you know, less cumbersome.
Sorry to interrupt you. You sure. Mentioned sort of two themes there. One is consistency, and another tool, it sounds like, was redirection. Mm-hmm. So let's break that down a little bit. What does consistency mean? Is that the sending the same staff, staying in the same environment?
I think it involves everything. Staying in the same environment is so helpful. Having the same staff, building that relationship with them so they get to know who that person is and is going to feel comfortable with them. Because someone with dementia, you know, can have some short-term memory issues. Sometimes that affects their long-term memory. And if they are seeing the same people come in every day, and they're going to have a routine, they're going to get comfortable, and it's going to be very nice for them.
Got it. Now, the second thing you referenced there was redirection. It sounds like, it obviously makes perfect sense to me, but your care team has to understand that. I mean, they need to understand the condition and what to do.
Right.
Correct? Now, how do you communicate that to a home care team?
So it really kind of depends on each client. Sometimes with dementia, some clients are wanderers and they try to escape their environment wherever they're at. So it's redirecting them in that instance. So that caregiver needs to know what are the triggers for these clients with dementia. Some of it is maybe they think that they still, you know, do their secretary job that they used to do 50 years ago or whatever. So maybe it's, you know, getting them the typewriter out and getting the paper and put them to do something of that nature and feel useful. So it really depends on each client and what their triggers are, and educating those caregivers on what that looks like, and then having a set plan or a care plan for that that client that we follow daily.
Well, yes, it sounds very important that there be really good communication between the family and sort of the care manager and the caregivers, so everyone's on the same page. Otherwise, how would you know to get out the typewriter for someone who was a secretary or stenographer or typist for 50 years?
Right.
How is that figured out? How does that communication happen?
Well, that's a communication between myself or my support specialist with the families, and getting to know what are the hobbies, what are the activities, what are the things that mom loved to do. Let's incorporate those in daily activities with our clients. So we set up tasks for our caregivers and making sure that they follow those tasks on a daily environment.
So you seek out that information.
Correct.
You record it, and that way any part of that care team knows the same thing that everybody else on the care team knows.
Absolutely. We're very transparent, and everyone can see exactly what's happening in the home as well as far as the tasks that we do.
Yeah, so, you know, it's unfortunate, and many, many families are dealing with dementia and the issues that surround the disease. For families that are perhaps just confronting that, any sort of initial thoughts on first steps they should take, resources they should turn to, I assume, physician or support groups, or call someone like you? You know, if you've just been given this news, how would you react?
So there's a company in St. Louis called Memory Care Home Solutions, and it's a non-for-profit agency that I will refer sometimes our clients or their family members there, because they give lots of great education to the caregivers of clients that are dealing with dementia or Alzheimer's. They can help with just that starting initial talking about what is dementia, how does it occur, what are the stages of dementia. I think that's a great tool that I give to them. It's a place that they can actually go to, and the home is set up for safety reasons. And that's another thing we want to look at in the home is this a safe environment for this lady with dementia? Should she be left alone? Should the stove still be plugged in? You know, those things, we don't want to catch fire or have those safety hazards in place. So we want to talk about all of those, but great resources for sure.
Right. So that sort of environment in the home, resources, I know how you would handle that because we work together. You would be happy to talk with any sort of individual or family in a very sort of low pressure, no pressure way, and just tell them what you know and who they could talk to. I would assume there are other home care agencies and resources that would have that same conversation, but are there other sort of items or thoughts you want to share for folks that are dealing with or trying to decide how to care for a loved one with dementia?
I think talking about what our company does specifically for them, and that they have me as a resource for them to assist, and, you know, keeping them up to date of what we're noticing in the home, and this is, I think, maybe what we need to do now, the next steps, and, you know, staying in close contact, giving them updates daily if they need them, or weekly based on what our caregivers are telling us that's happening in the home as well.
So communication is key.
Absolutely.
Well, Jennifer, thank you for communicating with us today. On a personal note, I just want to say again how appreciative I am for all that you do for the families and clients that you serve in St. Louis. I know the depth of your passion. I know the quality of your team. And on behalf of those families and individuals, thanks for all you do. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It really does make me the happiest knowing that I'm making a difference.
Great. So, thanks, Jennifer. And thanks. That's it for today's episode of Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care. Until next time, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Senior Care Conversations with Bluebird Home Care. For more episodes and information, check out seniorcareconversations.com and be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Until next time.